Coming up on Season 2, Episode 29 of the Emulate This Podcast, Mike's going to drop a secret quiz on Rory, Eric, and myself. Then we're going to recast Roadhouse. And then finally, we're going to review for the TurboGrafx-16 CD, Lords of Thunder. All right, let's start the show.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This episode 29 of season 2. Gentlemen, how you doing? Eric, what's up?
Feeling wild.
Mike? Woo. Rory back in the house.
Feels good to be back, guys.
All right. Wish it felt good to have you back.
That totally threw off my game. You win. You win tonight.
That's right.
You've won Emulate This.
I win Emulate This.
It's kind of surreal listening to your show minus you.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is. Yeah.
We've all experienced this, but Ryan, obviously, mm-hmm. because we use Ryan's apartment.
Right.
So Ryan will never not be on a Ryan episode.
We'll see about that.
I can't see us coming in here and
without Ryan.
Doing a show without Ryan. It would be weird.
It would be weird. It's surreal. It's like watching another dude bang your wife. You're just like, what am I listening to? What is this? So it's good to
be
back.
And Chris, of all people, banging your wife.
Well, I want to give...
Oh, did I go there? He went there.
Too soon.
You'd never get her back.
You guys are on tonight. Ryan, you're the runner-up. I want to say thank you to Chris for subbing.
He did a great job, man.
He did an excellent job.
Great guest.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hands off my woman.
Woo, kitty, kitty.
My new favorite drop.
We have a great show straight out of Horsham.
Hopefully.
We're going to review Lords of Thunder.
For the PC Engine.
Yeah.
It's a Rory pick.
The duo in America.
The duo?
It's called The Duo.
Yeah. Is this a favorite game of yours? Or?
For the CD, it's like my top five for that platform.
Oh, okay. All right. Really?
Number one being Akumajiro, Dracula X, Chino Rondo.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
We're all going to say that
tonight. Good job
with the name. Well, I practice.
Uh-huh. And we're also going to recast Roadhouse.
Yes.
Right?
It's time to do another movie. I have selected Roadhouse because it's a great movie.
It's fucking legendary.
It's great.
Right. We're going to recast them with video game characters like we have before,
mm-hmm.
you know, as always. And we're also going to play a secret game from Mike. And we have no idea what we're in store for here.
Great. I'm great at this.
Yeah.
But we're going to find out. Right. Do we have any emails or anything?
We have an audio submission.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Our first
audio.
One.
Wow. Here we go.
Awesome.
This is from the captain, Captain Nick.
Awesome.
I'd mentioned this last episode.
Yeah.
When I couldn't get the fucking computer working because of my me.
Let's hear it.
Because of my me.
Here is Captain Nick.
Okay, so here's my hypothetical scenario idea. So basically, you just each pick a wrestler. I'm not sure if you remember that guy who you had on the show who was like a wrestling dude. He just talked about wrestling. It was for your wrestling episode. He was great. I would love to get his input on this. But you pick a wrestler who you have to fight against for like a title match, but it's a tag team title match. So you also choose like a wrestler for him to team up with, who you think might give you the advantage. So you want to purposely give him someone bad, and it has to be a video game character. Like, if you're going up against, like, Hulk Hogan, you'd be like, oh, obviously team him up with Crash Bandicoot because he can't put you in, like, an arm lock or a leg lock. He'll be really bad. And then you also choose a wrestler for your team who you think would be really good. You know, like Kratos, because, you know, he can fight dirty and he can maybe take on the Hulk while you're trying to beat up on Crash Bandicoot. You know? Something like that. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Nick.
That's a great idea.
Crash Bandicoot would be a shitty fucking partner.
Yeah. And Kratos is immortal, right? That's almost not fair.
Yeah.
Can you really
That'd
pick
be an
him?
Onslaught.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the new God of War, but, like, it seems like he is immortal. Why is he aging? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you have old? I mean, the gods didn't age. Zeus was always the same.
He was always 100 years old with that beard.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't brushed up on my mythology.
It's kind of a plot hole. Anyway, we're digressing. The man's name was Captain Nick.
Captain Nick. Well, friend of the show.
Thank you for the submission. Anybody can put in submissions.
Thank you. I'm already thinking of who it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do it on the spot. I think no, that's
not
an
right
epic
now.
Fail.
No, yeah, yeah no. We'll fuck
that's
it
a
all
good.
Up.
That's a good one.
We're not that clever.
The person he's referencing is our friend James. I kind of feel like Captain Nicky, though, is a plant of James now that he mentions that James is awesome. That's suspicious to me.
No one has ever said James is awesome.
if you knew James, you would never use that adjective.
We might need James to have a counter mail-in video to counter that and see what he thinks.
Audio submission.
Audio submission,
yeah. From James.
Yeah.
Probably him just, like, farting.
We're going to jump into the Odyssey. You ready to get in a spaceship, Rory? Take a ride to another universe. Oh, yes.
It's a little loud.
The Odyssey.
Woo!
That hurt your ears, Eric? Hey,
Eric.
Very sensitive.
Back off.
Stay in your lane, Eric. Stay in your lane.
Stay within the lines,
back
Eric.
Back the fuck off!
Eric's in a mood.
Let's give Rory
the
floor.
Just got told.
Do we want to talk about the thing that shall have no
name? Only if you finished it. I don't want to hear about it until you beat the Nameless King and you've beaten the game. So talk about something else if you haven't done that yet.
I have not. I actually have been doing very little progress.
Okay.
I've been very busy. Obviously, I wasn't on the show. I had a family in town. So I kind of was like stuck entertaining.
Mm.
I'm right now in the profane capital, it's the Yorm fight, the giant. I haven't gotten to him yet. I'm dicking around. It's not a long level, but there's a lot of very overpowered monsters. And I'm taking my time. I'm also playing and experimenting with new weapons.
Really? This far along?
Yeah.
Do you have enough shit to upgrade them?
I don't believe I can get up to...
Did you find chunks yet? Are you
plus eight. No, I have 10? Very few chunks. No, okay. For me to get chunks, it's my understanding that I have to go to the Dragon Keep or to find the ashes to buy them, or I have to find them around...
There are very few places to get them. It's towards the end. I can't remember all the names of
it's
where.
My understanding from reading wikis online that there are drops from knights, like, in the last, like, two levels. So, like...
That's usually how it works.
For me to get there, I'd have to either run there, or just tough. I have plus eight stuff already, so, I'm pretty powerful.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could ever play the game again as another class. Like, I'm right now approaching, if you count all the times I fucked up and used two different classes, where I was the butter knife class and then the knight. Now I'm the warrior. I'm probably at like the 60 to 70 hour mark at this point. Though I am grinding, just to keep myself more powerful to see what I can do. I've been playing around with, miracles because I'm like a hybrid strength and, faith build at this point.
Okay.
And miracles are pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
Because they replace the need to have like homeward bones or life rings. Although the life ring is kind of shit because it only gives you like 8 points every like 5 seconds. Like it's not that, it's not that good.
Do you have the plus two life ring? I mean, there's multiple different life rings.
I believe
rings.
You have
to, stronger ones.
I think you have to do the new game plus. I don't think I could ever do a new game plus.
Oh, okay.
I don't see the point of playing that game, but harder. Like it doesn't,
no,
it doesn't,
you wouldn't.
I don't see the point.
Yeah.
What I like doing is getting a weapon that I would never have used, like a certain like type of spear or a trident or like, right now I'm pretty handy now with the Reaper's sickle.
Okay.
It's a two handed, it's gigantic. And it's pretty good, and it's powerful, and it can actually, like, break shields. Like, even knights with giant, like, tank shields can't stop me from hitting them with, like, a powered attack. But, how do I explain this? Like, it's fun to go back and play the early levels, but be incredibly overpowered.
Just
like,
whip the shit out of everything.
I'm having such a fun time going to places that I'm, like, 100 times overpowered for, and just whipping everybody's ass with no Estus Flask use.
Right.
That, to me, it's really fun.
Yeah.
But that's not the game. You don't get any points. It's just really to practice with the weapon.
Right. I mean, you're not accumulating a whole lot of souls on those.
Nothing.
At this point, you need so many souls to level up.
I believe I'm a grade 95 now.
Oh, wow.
I'm really high.
Holy fuck. I think I finished the game. I was like a 65 or something.
It cost me, if I want to put more points in.
I'm the mayor.
Well, I'm the mayor of Orlando. Okay.
Yeah.
If I wanted to upgrade levels anymore, it would cost me something like 45 or 42,000 souls just for one level.
You are crazy overpowered, dude.
I'm ridiculous overpowered.
You should be able to finish the game.
But I don't have enough time. See, like, I don't want to start like the profane capital
until I'm ready to
give it like
a couple hours.
A good 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to factor in exploring and looking for loot.
Yeah, because once you, especially when I get towards the end of a game, I don't care what fucking time it is, I'm not stopping. If I'm right at the end, I'm not going to like stop with like an hour to go, you know, even if I'm finishing that shit.
So I'm enjoying it more now, but I'm also incredibly powerful. Like,
right, right. I think it's fair to say you're indoctrinated.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, I would.
No.
Okay.
I don't have a problem. Shut up.
You're going to have to amend that little bitch fit article you wrote on our website.
Oh, I have another one coming, but okay. I won't do it until I beat it. Okay. I will tell you this, though.
Let's take some things back, then, that we said in that article. Right?
No.
We changed our mind a little. It's okay to admit you're wrong. I do it all the time.
I will admit.
Everyone does.
Do you?
Well, yes, quite often.
Well, you're quite an oaf and stupid, so, I mean, you've got to have to do it all the time.
Clearly. Clearly.
I will walk back something, though. I will walk back that I didn't understand why people got it. And now I'm starting to see why people get it. Because when you play a game that doesn't have this type of Punch-Out!-esque, like, really... I mean, you cheese a lot of guys, especially at my level. But, like, the combat is it's a way that nothing else is. I don't know how to describe it. You have to play, if you've played it, you know what I mean. The combat is different and it's unique.
Yeah.
And when you play a game that doesn't have these high stakes in combat,
right.
I don't want to say it's dull, but it's definitely not the same.
Exactly.
And that, I can understand how that leads to the snobby attitude of, well, you don't get it, then you're a plebe or a pleb or whatever the fuck they call each other. you know, whatever. I don't get it. You don't understand my point. I understand why people think that they're a man now because they can beat like Pontiff Sullivan or whatever.
It
his
might
name
be
is.
Like silly to say that it takes skill. I think that's what it is. It takes patience and it takes a little bit. It takes learning. You actually have to learn how to beat the shit. It's not. It's not just attack, attack, attack.
You know what's funny? I'll stop talking about this because I can talk about a whole
Thank
Dark Souls
you.
Episode. Okay. All right. Turn off his mic. Oh, he's the guy that turns off mics.
Exactly.
Ryan, figure it out, then turn it off.
Study.
The thing about Dark Souls is it's not as hard as the reputation that goes around with it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm telling you, I've been saying that.
You have been saying that, but again, you're an oaf and you're stupid and nobody cares what you think. Let's remind the audience of that. Nick, you hear it? The thing is, like, it's very front-loaded heavy. Like, it loads you up with the difficulty at the beginning to the point that at the end where you're, again, I'm way overpowered, but, it's kind of like a joke. It's kind of like, why is, like, the difficulty curve the opposite? It should be the opposite. It should go low and then slope to the right to be harder as time goes on.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like you've overpowered, you've spent all this time farming and overpowering yourself, where most people don't bother to do that.
No.
Because they're skillful and they don't need to do that.
Okay, you got to get that in there.
I had to. You know, I finished it at like 65. What are you at again? 95 or something?
I think I'm 95.
Just finish the fucking game already.
I have like 25 points in faith. Okay.
Oh.
I'm just telling you. I have
good
faith.
For you.
I'm willing to throw money on the table because faith is useless after like 20.
Are you
going
to start reading the Bible now or what the fuck?
Okay, I'll remember
all
that.
All right, he's done.
All right,
let's move on.
Let's put a fork in this.
Mike, how about you?
I finished Portal.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Excellent. Right. Not a long game.
It's
like four hours.
However, it took me a while.
Did it?
Okay.
It took me 5.5 hours.
It's fine.
That's not bad.
There were definitely certain parts of the game where I had no fucking, you know, like I was stuck forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. There was one section towards the end. Oh my, I don't know if you guys remember this section, but it was, you go into a room and, it's at the end where you're walking through like the, it's like the back area, like the behind the scenes area, which feels shitty. It's, you're not in the Aperture Science experiment.
Right.
The labs anymore.
The back room.
You escape the lab.
Yes. And there's a part where, there's a part where there's like a cannon. And the cannon is, it shoots out windows. So you go through a window and then you go around and there's another section with a window there. But I never put two and two together that I need to get the cat, put a portal in the room with the cannon and then have the cannon shoot through and then break the window and then get through. So I'm trying to like, go up these black holes that are nothing.
Right.
Right. I'm like doing this for like 45 fucking minutes. I'm like, I don't know what to fucking do.
Did you break the Google out at any point?
I did not.
You did not?
The entire game, wow. I did not break Google out.
Good job.
I am
good for you, man.
I am proud to say.
Because that's a lot of frustration. 45 minutes of not getting anywhere.
And you know, my phone, I actually took the phone out,
uh-huh.
and I was about to do it, and I was just kind of like, I feel like that's going to destroy the game.
Right. Well, you were so close, you know. You wait. That was towards the end of the game when you got jammed up for 45 minutes.
After that, it took me 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes to right. finish everything.
I guess, yeah, I hear what you're saying. If I get so far in a game, it's like, all right, I got all this way without looking up how to beat this thing. I'm not going to start it now. Mm-hmm. You know,
I got that on my first try, just want to say.
Oh,
did you?
Well, you, I don't remember. I'm just kidding. I'm thinking of fighting. I don't remember.
Asshole.
I don't remember.
He's in a mood today.
Yeah,
full
but you
piss
know what,
and vinegar.
Because there's a section earlier on in the game where you basically have to do the same exact thing, only with like an energy ball. So I should have gotten it right away, but for whatever reason, you know what I noticed? Where if you play the game a little too long and you're tired,
mm-hmm.
you suck at it more.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's 5 hours, it's like it's draining.
Yeah.
Like you play for 45 minutes or an hour, you're like, all right, I got to take a break.
The momentum-based jumps where you're like going like a seesaw kind of thing, like they're pretty intense. Like I remember them being like, oh, don't fuck this up, don't fuck this up. Right. You don't take damage from falling, but like you have to do it all over again. You're like,
thank God. Thank God you don't take damage
from
falling.
You bring up a great point with that, though. I have that in a lot of games where I'll play the game for hours upon hours, and I'm starting to suck at it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I gotta quit. And then I come back the next day and like, I could, boom, beat that instantly. It's like, fuck, I spent 2 hours trying to do that thing and I did it instantly when I came back. You just get burned out
after
a while.
I equate video games to playing music a lot, but it's very true.
When
you're playing music and you suck at something, stop.
Mm.
Stop for a second, then come back and try it again and see if it works. Same thing with gaming, I think, and especially with this one.
Not a second though, like a whole day. Same thing with music. Would you have, like, take a break after a certain amount of failure? It's like, okay, let's quit for like multiple hours or like a day.
With music?
Same thing with games. Music too.
I would quit an entire day.
Yeah.
Because you start getting frustrated and then you do things that you get lazy.
You're annoyed.
You're annoyed. You're getting lazy. Like, there was a
aroused.
There was a point where I just kept saying, like, I don't know. Maybe this game kind of sucks, but this game that doesn't suck at all.
Yeah.
At all. And man, when you figure that shit out, oh my God, you're like a fucking, you feel like a genius.
Mm.
I am the smartest man alive.
Yeah, that game can drive you crazy if you play it too long. It will put you in psychosis.
So what's next on your menu?
Well, I started, Eric and Rory have given me a ton of games.
Mm.
And I need to start dipping into that stuff.
Okay.
So I know Rory's been wanting me to play Half-Life. So I'm going to go back and forth. So I played Portal.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to take the disc out.
Yeah, that's true. But.
I put in and I started Gears of War.
Oh, okay. The also first good. One?
The first one.
Okay.
Not that long.
I don't know.
15 hours.
Now, I only gave it
it's
about...
It's a little awkward. The second game's better.
Is it? I only gave it about 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different in that, and maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I'm used to the Red Dead GTA formula with the auto aim.
Right.
Like you keep hitting the right trigger for the right trigger.
No.
And it just go, but this one, you can focus in, but you gotta move the target over the
no auto aim.
Gears of War is fat cam. You have to get used to the shaky fat cam the whole thing.
And the cover system is probably something completely different than you're used to.
Yeah, and I'm not used to that yet.
Like the hurdling blocks and the getting behind the blocks. Everything's A, and you have to hit a direction, like a direction to move to the next block.
Right. So I'm not sure. I'll get. This was one of the games where I wasn't really. I don't know if I'm really into this, but I'll give it a try. Like I'll try anything. So
last show I had that on. We never got to it. I had a lot of more overrated games, but I had that in my overrated games. Yes.
Yeah, I
never got to that, but. I mean, I still like the games. Again, I still like the game.
I think Gears of War grew into overrated. I think originally, I mean, I remember playing that when they first came out, like, what was it, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that old?
Probably,
it was
06. Yeah. I mean, they were visceral. They were brand new. They were like, this is a man's game.
It was fresh.
Like,
it was unique.
Yeah, it was like, damn. Was
different, yeah.
And now it's kind of like old hat, but I mean, I don't think that's that game's fault. I think it's just because they put out too many of them.
Right.
And we've been playing them, and it's the same fucking game.
How many
new meat?
Now, is it more? I'm assuming there's like a big multiplayer thing with this one.
It's not
that one anymore.
I think it's more fun playing multiplayer.
There used to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about 4 versus, you know, the original. There's nobody playing the original.
I don't think that's the draw of that game, though. Call of Duty, the draw is the multiplayer. Mm-hmm. Or Halo, the draw is the multiplayer. With Gears of War, I think the campaign is...
So the campaign is adequate.
I think the campaign is the star of the show.
I think it's boring
compared
to
the multiplayer.
It's like a beat-em-up almost. To me, Gears of War feels like a beat-em-up. It's better to play it with people.
That's fair.
You know, and run through the game. By yourself, it just feels, I don't know.
Are you always with a squad?
You can come over and play with me, Mike. Yeah. You want to come over and play?
All the time.
No, there's some time. There's some parts where you get separated from the group, but
you gotta
the
be
majority
Dom.
Of it, you're with a squad.
I'm not Dom, I'm Marcus.
Okay.
Fuck you. Bro, come at me, bro.
Eric, how about who?
Nah, we're going to skip Eric.
We're going to skip him, man.
Go right to
me. You get nothing. Fuck you.
I was playing a lot of the Strike series this week.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, I go back to that like once a year. Good. I can run through game. Them. Yeah. I still never beat one of them, though.
They get hard, man. They get real hard.
You need to just put on cheats and beat it, Ryan. Like, it's great.
Yeah,
you
probably should.
You have to beat Colonel, what's his name? Gaddafi?
Sanders.
No.
I don't know. Something like
what's
that.
What's the madman? You have to beat the madman, right? That's the madman. I believe that's Jungle Strike.
Is that Jungle? Okay, because I went back and played all three. Jungle's my favorite one.
Jungle's the best. It has the best.
First level's great in DC.
Mm.
Saving the president.
It's perfect.
Yeah, guarding the motorcade.
I'm a desert guy. I like the desert one the best.
The desert one. I mean, they're all good.
What was the one? Oh, we reviewed all of them, right?
All of them.
Yeah, we did the whole series. Yeah.
That was early. That was a long time ago.
Before we realized that's stupid and you should not review a whole series in one episode.
Yeah. Way too much to cram.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot to fit in. But all those games are pretty similar. Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part.
Sure.
A little improvement in graphics.
That's
very
an example
small.
Of a series that could do that. But we try as a policy, if you haven't noticed, to not do series. We try to do games.
We noticed that. Like, I think we did like Castlevania. We did like Castlevania and
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage early
in our run. Yeah.
Really rushed.
And we just crammed it. What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
15 minutes or something. Oh. That's all
I blame Ryan because, you know, that's why Ryan
that's
doesn't
my fault.
Do Ryan
because you're never wrong, right, Roy?
Ryan doesn't do the storyboards anymore.
Not saying.
What storyboard?
Not the storyboards. They're all over this room.
Yeah, so that pretty much closes out the Odyssey. Are we going to get right into your secret game, Mike?
Oh, there's the secret game time!
Shit.
This is the music that I'm talking about.
I hate these.
Yeah, that's the music that pops up every now and then. We don't know what the hell it's for.
For the game.
That's the secret game.
But that's
music.
It.
Game. Secret game time.
That song means you've been fucked by a bobble dragon.
Yes! Wait a minute. Wait, now I got to hear it again. Fucked by a bobble dragon. Hold on a second.
That's cheery music for getting fucked to death by a dragon. Yeah.
We need to have like a scream put at the end of that cut or something like that.
Okay. So the name of this game, I call this game Takeaway. Here's how it works. Each person is going to get a quote, an NES quote.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 3 possible answers.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the right answer, you tell me, you get 2 points. If you say take one away, I'll take one away, and you have a choice between one or the other.
50-50.
If you get that right,
phone a friend.
You get 1 point.
Oh, okay.
If you get none, if you get nothing, you get 0 points.
Okay.
And then the question moves to the next person.
All right.
Okay. Same question or next?
No, next question.
Okay, all right.
Right,
so
next
no
question.
Stealing.
How many physical
no
challenges stealing. Do we get?
Tell him, Mark Summers.
A lot. And I thought...
pepper. Lots of pepper.
I thought I could try and do these quotes in the creeper voice. We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
All right.
You guys ready to play Takeaway?
Let's do it.
All right, I need my pen.
It's right here.
Thank you.
I have another pen.
I don't know what I would do without Eric.
Thank you.
Here we go. The game doesn't start until you say yes. Eric, you
That's my clue?
You go. Is it Predator, Rambo, or Final Fantasy?
I'm going to go with
Final. You can. Do you want to take one away?
No, I'm not going to get...
Okay.
This is a 33.33% chance. I'm going with Final Fantasy.
You are incorrect. It
you
is.
Have sounds for that?
It is, yeah, but I didn't have them up.
Fine.
Whoopsie daisy!
There you go.
Good old Bill.
What was the answer?
It is Rambo.
Rambo.
Shit. Ryan.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello. You found my shop.
of strange and wonderful things.
Oh my god. Okay, cut the creeper voice out. No more creeper voice.
Is it?
Somebody send us an audio submission in the creeper voice, please.
Yes.
Is it Super Mario Brothers 3, The Legend of Zelda, or Dragon Warrior?
Legend of Zelda.
Whoopsie daisy!
What the fuck?
It is Super Mario Brothers 3.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, really.
Who says that?
Toad.
Toad.
No, I don't read what he says.
He doesn't wear an undershirt.
Rory, so far, this is going splendidly.
All right, yes. Here we go.
We're on fire.
Lose weight and ride the elevators. Is it Gyromite, Mylon Secret Castle, or Chippendale's Rescue Rangers?
Lose weight. Ride the elevators.
Don't remember. Remember, you can take one away.
Let's take one away, please.
Is it Gyromite or Mylon Secret Castle?
Let's do Mylon. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Mylon Secret Castle. Rory gets a point.
Horrible game.
Terrible game.
Horrible
game. I saw the angry video game nerd on that. Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Oh, did he do one on that one?
I think so, yeah. Oh.
They made a sequel for the Super Nintendo called I think it's called Do Re Mi Fantasy. It's totally different. Totally different. And it's not a porn movie. No. It sounds like one, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
all right.
Okay, here we go. We're back to Eric.
Okay.
See your face upon the clean water. How dirty. Come, wash your face.
What the fuck?
Is it Vaxanadu, Final Fantasy, or Chrysalis?
God damn it.
I love how all the RPGs get in.
Take one away. Why am I getting RPG questions?
Is it Vaxanadu or Final Fantasy?
Fuck me. Final Fantasy, again. Hey, Gabagool.
Right. Eric got one.
One for me.
Here we go, Ryan. Tell Mike to dip my letter in water.
Tell Mike to dip my leather in water. No. Is that what you said?
My letter. Tell Mike to dip my letter in water.
Letter.
Do you mean you or is that an actual
No,
game?
This is a real quote.
Okay.
That's a question.
Tell Mike to dip my letter in water? Is it Star Tropics, Wizards and Warriors, or Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Oh.
You're going to
fuck
Burgundy?
This up.
Remember, you tell remember, you can take away.
All right, yeah, take one away.
All right. Is it Mike Tyson's Punch-Out or Star Tropics?
All right, tell Mike to dip my letter in water. Like a letter, like a mail, like a piece of mail.
No, there's no clues.
No clues.
Just answer the question.
I'm going to go Star Tropics.
There you go.
Got it.
There we are.
That's a gimmick.
This was interesting. Yeah, you want to go ahead?
No, you do it. This is your game.
This is so in the.
I don't work for you, asshole.
Well, your secretary. You jumped on it right away. In the manual, I think they had a blank sheet, and if you put it in water, I guess special ink came through the sheet, and it told you what to do in the next part of the game.
There's a radio frequency that you have to put into, like, the transmitter in the game, and that tells you where to go, like, in the third dungeon.
You have no idea
where to go.
Huh.
You ready, Rory?
Go.
What a horrible night to have a curse.
Oh, it's a layup.
That's an easy one. That's
Is it Legends of Zelda 2, Dracula, or Simon's Quest?
It's Simon's Quest.
There we go.
That's a layup.
All right.
Stop asking me RPG questions.
No, ask him a really obscure one.
This is pretty obscure.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Congratulations. You have completed a great game and proved the justice of our culture. Now go rest our heroes. Is it Adventure Island, Batman, or Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Oh. Amazing.
Man,
amazing. Wow. I knew that one.
Good job.
The best part is to prove the justice of our culture.
First of all, prove.
What does that even
is
mean?
Wrong. Proved is spelled P-R-O-O-V-E-D.
Of course it is.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Ryan. I feel asleep. Metal Gear, Jackal, or 1943?
Is that I feel asleep?
I feel asleep.
How do you feel, Ryan? Do you like pepper on your sandwiches?
What were the same again?
It's another misspelling.
Metal Gear, Jackal, or 1943?
See, I'm leaning Metal Gear because the voice almost sounds like a snake. Metal Gear. There we go.
It's a translation error.
All right, guy. We got a tie score here. 3-3-3
Nice.
Damn.
Next.
All right.
Rory.
Let's put these bitches to bed.
Where's...
We got two more, by the way. And a tiebreaker.
Okay. Mm.
Where's Dr. Wily? Oh, no. Too late.
Is it Mega Man? Mega Man 2? Or Mega Man 3?
Oh, that's a cheap one. Oh, man. Can I have it again, please?
Where's... No. Where's Dr. Wily? Oh, no. Too late.
Let's do... Ooh, this is a good gamble here. So do I do 50-50? Ooh, I gotta do 50-50. I gotta chance it.
Mega Man 2 or Mega Man 3?
Three. Oh! It was... I just guessed.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Wait, he got 3 points for that one?
I got one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are fuck-ups.
Okay.
Keep your eyes your own paper.
I'm checking out the scoreboard here.
Okay, here we go.
I am error.
The Legend of Zelda?
Oh, what
the Legend of Zelda 2 or Dragon Warrior?
Legend of Zelda 2.
Damn.
That's
Eric wins.
Yeah.
Eric wins.
How bad
it's over.
Wait, is that the first time I ever won a game?
I think it is.
I've come close many a time.
Speech.
Who's the fucking dumb oaf now, Rory? Cocksucker.
I'm indoctrinated. I was following orders.
You guys want to hear the tiebreaker?
Mm.
Why not?
Sure.
A slime draws near. Command.
Dragon Warrior.
A slime. Star Tropic,
slime. Yeah.
Or Final Fantasy.
It's Dragon Warrior.
Correct. It's Dragon Warrior. Yeah.
It's Dragon Warrior. Slimes.
First game of takeaway. That went well.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Short little game.
I gotta tell you, the creeper voice made the game.
Yeah. If nothing else, we had the creeper voice. That made the game. If nothing else, I had the creeper voice.
All right. Moving on. Roadhouse recast.
Yeah.
You guys ready for this?
Yep.
We don't have any music for this one.
No music.
Fuck no.
Awkward.
That going sucks. In dry.
So why don't you explain what the fuck's going on here? Because this is a little radical.
All right. So what we're doing, we are recasting Roadhouse,
mm-hmm.
right, with video game characters.
When was Roadhouse?
Like we
released?
Have done with...
1989.
Who directed it?
Who cares?
Can we just talk Spielberg. About Roadhouse for an hour? Because
Mike,
Roadhouse is amazing.
Mike, actually, he requested to do a synopsis or a quick review of Roadhouse.
Yes. Does anyone like this movie unironically? I mean, it's like the best, worst movie ever made, right?
First of all...
You had just seen this for the first time
ever. First time. I missed out on this little gem as a child.
And what do we think?
All right. So, the movie's about Dalton.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is recruited by some guy with a lot of money. Right. Just came into money and for some reason bought a bar called the Double Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, why is it called the Double Deuce? Is this 22 have anything?
Well, 22 is a weapon.
Yeah.
A 22.
Do you think that's why it's called Double Deuce?
I don't know.
It's a stupid name.
Who the hell knows?
It's fucking dumb.
You take two shits.
You know what's really dumb is that there's a whole culture of bodyguards.
Yes.
And, like, they have their own.
How is he renowned? How does everyone there know who he is?
That's Dalton. That's Dalton.
Oh,
that's Dalton.
God. Oh, my
Dalton.
God. That's Dalton.
I just felt like that this movie was Bar Rescue with kung fu fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, yes.
That's what it is.
The original Bar
I
Rescue.
I need you to come into my shit bar right. and clean it up.
Cooler.
They're famous.
What a horrible plot.
Yes.
Bouncers are famous. Plot.
Now, here's the thing.
Somehow.
Here's the thing.
Nationwide.
There's something about bad movies that are so bad that are good. Mm-hmm. All right. First of all, I can't really watch them that long because eventually I'm like, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Like, this is so fucking horrible.
Right.
The first, like, hour and a half. All right. Two things about this. One, there's a villain. Okay. His name's Brad Wesley.
Yes.
Yes.
Brad Wesley.
Sounds like a fake name.
Sure. Brad Wesley. I guess they needed something because Bar Rescue and Kung Fu Fighting could only fill like 30 minutes. So they needed let's put a mobster in. Okay, fine.
There's quite a bit of tits in this movie.
Brad Wesley.
Nice tits.
In the 80s, because that was what you did.
80s tits.
Brad Wesley fucking owns or gets 10% of all the businesses in this little town.
The black hand.
In shit heel.
So what does he do at the end? He destroys all of them. Why are you destroying your investments? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, he's gone crazy.
But the thing that really, like, just made me, like, every time Brad Wesley got on screen, I literally was like, oh, God, come on, please.
He's awesome. He's so happy to be
back. But
dead.
He, why? is the acting so slow. Everybody's like,
hey.
Like, the be nice scene? Yeah. You know, the be nice scene's 4 minutes long. Why?
Be nice.
Be nice. He's a customer service rep. Be nice. If someone says something to you, you be nice. And then you wait, and everyone looks at him. If someone starts a fight with you, you be nice. Oh, my God! Get to the fucking point! Jesus Christ! Oh! Come on! Why is this movie 2 hours? The movie's 2 hours long for no apparent reason.
Well, what's great about it is that
there are scenes that don't make any sense.
No shit. They tried to make a great movie, and this is what came of it, and that's why it's so entertaining. It's serious.
The monster truck. Why is there a monster truck?
Why is there a monster truck?
Why
is there a monster truck?
And the fucking lines. The lines. You're too stupid to have a good time. The cliche.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
It's like, what is that? What is that? I did not see that. Pain don't hurt.
No.
Pain don't hurt. No. The very nature of
Rory asked me if this was on TV, would I watch it? And it's a resounding fuck no.
Oh my God.
I would not watch it.
I can't not watch it. Every time it's on, I'm pulled in. I have to watch the whole thing.
I guess I'm taking crazy pills. I don't know. Like, did you guys see this as children?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
see, that has to be it. It has to be.
No.
Because honestly, if you want to watch this movie, watch the last 30 minutes. There's no reason to watch. There's a scene where he's buying a Cadillac and putting tires in the car, and we never know that again. And then he says goodbye to the guy he's selling them to. We don't know who that guy is.
Does it
we
matter?
Never see him again. Yeah, but then take it out. It doesn't need to be a 2 hour long movie.
His name's Andrew.
Yeah, but I don't need to see him talking to people in the town. Get to the fighting. Get to the stupid shit. I don't need to see. Because you're right. It is trying to be a good movie.
It is.
They're trying to do things. Like, they tried to make a juxtaposition between him cleaning up the bar and him cleaning up corruption and in the town. And it failed fucking miserably. It was so bad.
I know. That's what's great about it.
You clean up a monster truck.
It's so corny. But it's...
It was dated for itself. It came out in 89. It looked like it was made in 84.
That hair, man. All that hair. It screams 1989. There's so much bad hair in that fucking movie.
Wasn't my thing.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I watch it every time it's on. Me too. To the end.
It's like Jaws. Well, Jaws is like a legendary movie, so that's not fair.
Jaws is a good movie.
But it's... Like Jaws, I can't not watch the whole fucking thing. It's like, there goes the next fucking 2 hours for me. Jaws is on TV. Gotta watch it. Roadhouse is on. Gotta watch it.
I gotta watch Roadhouse.
Can't pull me away from it.
It's like an A-Team episode that's 2 hours long and there's tits.
Pretty much. Yes.
Like,
same thing.
Tits.
It's great. Guy takes over small town for no reason.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Nope. But the characters are better in A-Team. The characters aren't good in this movie.
The A-Team, yeah.
They're not. The characters aren't good.
Well, we're going to go over the characters in the segment. But
let's do that.
I enjoy the film. I'm on Eric's camp. I will watch this every time it's on to the end, even fucking the edited online. Not online.
All you guys like TV. All versions. You guys are fans of this one, right?
Yeah,
you like the movie.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Not my thing.
I hear you.
I'm even like that. Like, I like Plan 9 from Outer Space, but I can only watch it for a half hour, 40
minutes.
That's
so bad, it's bad. Like, this is so bad, it's
pretty ridiculous. There are scenes in Plan, like, the whole stupid thing. They're stupid, stupid people.
Oh, yeah. That's
your
true,
stupid
yeah.
mind. Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the one scene we were laughing at? We were watching it the other day after a taping, me and Ryan, and they were like out in the backyard for some reason, and his car was parked in the backyard.
for no reason.
Yeah.
They're cutting to the scenes, and it's daytime, and it's nighttime, then it's daytime again.
And like, everybody looks so uncomfortable. All the actors look like they have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but even like that movie, I guess I would rather watch... Like, if Mystery Science Theater 3000... You know what? This movie is probably better if, like, you're watching it with a group of people so you can bullshit along with the movie.
Yeah.
Rather than watching it by yourself, I guess.
So if you're listening, maybe you want to stop the show, go watch Roadhouse, come back.
Just watch the last 30 minutes.
No, watch the whole thing.
There's no reason to watch the whole thing. It's boring at the beginning.
It's a classic movie. It's so bad all the way through and so terribly corny that... Every bit of it is gold.
It's almost like, all right, we grew up in that time, right? And we were, I don't know, what, 89?
Yeah.
All right, so it was like it was written by someone our age at that time.
Yeah.
Yes, like a teenager, like a 12-year-old wrote it. Yeah.
What kind of movie would you write?
Right.
That's the movie you would
exactly.
write. You know?
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. Who's going to...
Yeah.
Let me go first.
All right, go
Let me
ahead.
Get out of the way.
Kick it off, Mike.
I'm going to start with Sam Elliott's character. I don't remember the name, so maybe, is it Wade?
Wade Garrett.
Wade.
Okay. I'm going to recast him with Grant. From Castlevania 3.
Okay.
He's got Trevor Belmont's back, and it seemed like Wade had Patrick Swayze's back. Dalton.
Dalton,
if you will. After that, let's see. We're just going to run through these real fast, because honestly, I don't give a shit. So, after that, we have the love interest. Well, by the way,
terrible.
By the way,
worst actor in the whole movie.
She was a doctor.
The most awkward sex scene I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
It was strange.
Oh my god! Again, why was it so long? It was so long. They're fucking up against the wall, and then it's like, all right, let's move over to the bed.
Have you seen The Room? You should watch The Room.
Yes, I have seen The Room.
Oh wow, you want to talk about awkward sex scenes? Anyway,
that was another one. I only watched that for like a half hour.
I couldn't. Never couldn't be
it.
Pulled away from that.
Oh,
movie.
It's a trash.
It's
Swayze.
So amazing.
No. It's a bunch of people you
it
don't know.
It was captivating. It was so captivating.
Oh, that sex scene was horrible.
Which one? There's like three of them, and they go on for a half hour, and he fucks her belly button the whole
time.
Or her rib cage or some shit. It's like, dude, you're not even close.
For the love interest, I am going to go with Eddie from Mega Man.
Okay.
Because Eddie refills Mega Man's health. He gives Mega Man a lot of good things. He's Mega Man's love interest. And it'll make sense when I tell you who I think Dalton should be recast with. Pac-Man. Okay? Now, Pac-Man and Eddie, does that make any sense?
No.
No, of course not. Neither does this movie, and that's why it's a brilliant choice.
Fair enough.
So, Pac-Man is fucking Dalton, because Pac-Man's cleaning up the board. He's being chased by a bunch of ghosts and shit. He needs to get shit done, just like Dalton. He also has no personality, just like Dalton. So, Pac-Man is fucking Dalton. Mm. After that, we got Brad Wesley. Okay, that's correct. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna recast him with the log from Pitfall. because he serves no purpose and he's just fucking annoying.
All right.
And there we go.
Mike,
on to someone
who
appreciates
it. Be nice.
If you're gonna tear down the movie, be nice.
Be nice, Mike.
Until I'm not nice.
You know, Swayze died of cancer. I hope you feel terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So did the blind guitar player, and he really did play his guitar like that.
And he is blind.
He was really blind.
He was blind.
Yeah, and he was in a band, and now the name escapes
me.
Gwar.
Yeah,
Gwar. Yeah. Okay, on to someone who appreciates the movie.
Mm. High art.
High art. Yes, the highfalutin.
Very movie. High yes. art, right,
high
Eric?
High art. Correct. Correct. Anyway, so I'm going to start with Swayze. I'll start with Dalton. It's not really, this is a ridiculous thing that we're doing here anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm taking, even though he's not really just a video game character, I'm going with Hulk Hogan because I can't get enough of watching Hulk Hogan beat the shit out of people while he's glistening with oil all over him, shirtless.
Like, even old Hogan is tough to not watch.
Tough to not watch Hogan.
Can we get that as a sound drop?
No, please.
I can't get enough of Hogan while he's glistening.
Eric always wanted to be the guy that sprayed him down.
I want to be the oil man. Rub him down. Hulk, you look so buff today.
Can you see
you look
like,
so swole.
Can you see them behind the curtain about to come out? He's like, we need the sprint. Spritzer! Yeah. Get in here, Spritzer!
So I want to see Hogan in a bar beating the shit out of dudes and throwing them all over the place. He's a hero. Yeah. Dalton's a hero.
Sure.
I mean, they're both unbelievably courageous men.
I understand.
Okay, so we're going with Hogan. Sam Elliott is Geralt of Rivia. Okay, because he's wise and he's confident. He makes, like, snide comments.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got long gray hair. Same as...
I can see that.
Same there as him. Go. Same as the Witcher.
I do love Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott's terrific.
I love
he's
Sam
dead,
Elliott.
Too, isn't he?
No, yeah, no, I think he's still alive.
Is he still alive?
Yeah,
he's in my favorite movie ever.
Commercials.
The Big Lebowski.
Right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
He was, like, the guardian angel dude or whatever.
Mm. He's in Gettysburg, and he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's good in everything.
General Buford.
I believe he's going to take the high ground.
He's in Tombstone, too.
Yes, yeah.
He's good in that, too.
He's terrific. Anyway, on to Kelly Lynch. She's like the generic NPC lady doctor in a new like RPG or like an adventure game, like The Division or something.
Okay.
And she sells you health packs.
Okay.
She has no fucking personality. Right. She is empty. She's the worst. So
she don't need it.
Yeah.
You look like that. You don't need it either.
She's just eye candy. Never in the world who believes she's a doctor. Oh my god, those legs though. Holy shit, those legs.
You know what's great? A girl like that is single. Wrong.
Yeah,
and,
right. In that shithole town.
And then she's after the bouncer?
Dalton.
Fuck?
He's famous, Rory. He's known from bars all across up and down the coast.
And he's a philosophy major.
Absolutely.
Because why the fuck not?
Because he's a Zen master.
Why not? He lives in a barn above pig shit.
That's right.
Horse shit.
I don't think you're totally grasping the complexity of this character, Mike.
Yeah, maybe not.
The creeper voice just came into my...
Yeah, maybe not. Okay, so on to Brad Wesley. All right, now, this video game character is nothing like him, but he looks like... Every time I see him, I think Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah. When he's driving that car going shaboop, shaboop, and he's just like running people off the road like a total menace. Like, it's just like Leisure Suit Larry. If there was ever a film adaptation of the Leisure Suit Larry games, I think Ben should play Leisure Suit Larry. You know, he's short, he's got like the hair and the man mane out with the shirt like half open all the time, you know?
I see that.
Definitely Ben Garza. Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, good call on that one.
That's how I feel about it.
Ryan?
Cool. Rory, you want me to go?
I can go. All right. So I'm going to cast Patrick Swayze, John Dalton. I'm going to take Hody from the Final Fight series.
Nice.
Okay.
I got to take, he's a brawler. He's agile. Mm-hmm. He, probably can cut a rug like Patrick Swayze. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. They're both dirty rugs.
They're both sandy blondes. Okay. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody. He's a ladies man, so is Cody. Obviously, the point of Final Fight is to save his girlfriend, Jessica.
Uh-huh.
So, there you go, Cody. I mean, I think it makes perfect sense.
It speaks for itself, for
sure. Sam Elliott, Wade Garrett, played by Sam Elliott. I'm going to take Bill from The Last of Us, the survivalist. You meet him early. He's the guy that catches you in the snare that you're upside down. Eric knows who I'm talking about. He's the crazy gun guy.
You meet him
early. Yeah. You're in the scene where the garage and the zombies are coming at you and you're upside down.
Right. Never trusted him.
I actually do really trust him.
You did? I didn't.
Let me explain this.
Lay it down for me.
I don't trust Sam Elliott either, but you know what? They're both crafty.
I trust Sam Elliott.
He's moving all over Kelly Lynch.
Yeah.
He was moving all over Kelly
Lynch. You think so? He was trying to get in there?
No, dude.
You think he'd do his boy Dalton like that?
Yeah, he would.
Do you think the movie would end better if he fought Sam Elliott to the death?
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah.
Instead of the guy that fucked guys in prison like him?
I think we have to remake Roadhouse.
I think you're right.
Tonight.
Who are we kidding? We don't have the chops to remake that classic.
I promise you, we do.
Mike went to school for film. Tonight. We absolutely can.
All over horse.
Ryan, you get a monster truck. We're going to get this. I'm going to say that Bill from The Last of Us and Sam Elliott, they're both crafty. They have a tough exterior, but on the inside, they have hearts of gold.
Well,
he helps you out in the end.
Fair enough.
They're also murderers. he's a scummy person, but he's a good mentor and a role model at the same time.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with him.
Okay.
Kelly Lynch, played by Elizabeth Clay. Elizabeth Clay, played by, I have it all backwards. I'm going to choose Marion from Double Dragon, the woman that gets punched in the guts on the first one and then shot. They're both blondes.
And nothing of value was lost.
There you go. Perfect choice.
Yes.
They're both blondes. You know, I kind of feel like Marion, this is her time to like break out of her role as just being bait. So it's time for her to give her a role. So I'm going to throw her a bone. She's complicit with violence. All right. So despite saying she isn't. So there we go. Remember the lectures that she gets? You shouldn't be fighting all the time. And she's like, hey, let's bang later.
Wow. But it's okay,
because pain don't hurt. I couldn't write that line.
Dude, it's so amazingly bad.
How about the one where he's in the water and he's going like, Wesley! Wesley!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! It's like, what? Who sat down and wrote that?
I love how the bad guy and the hero literally live like across the stream for each other. Like, for what reason?
Yeah.
By the way, did he want him dead? Did Wesley want him dead?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just blow up the fucking the suite that he was living in?
You're asking why? He did. He set it on fire.
No, he blew up the barn. No, he blew up the landlord's house.
Yeah, right. He set it on fire, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, he could have just like had a bunch of guys with handguns in there waiting for him to walk in the door, but whatever. Yeah. It's a movie.
Could have.
Ben Garza, Brad Wesley. I am going to choose Mr. Big from the NARC franchise.
Okay? Oh,
there you go.
I'm going for the criminal gang leader. He hides behind legitimate businesses.
Mm.
They're both kind of short. Mm. I kind of figure it's not expressed. I don't believe it is, but I believe just like Mr. Big, Brad Wesley, he probably has a portrait of himself just like Mr. Big caption under it says me, because that literally is what Mr. Big has in the last level of NARC. He has a giant life-size portrait of him that says me under it.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was going to pick Wario for him, but I thought that'd be too easy, so I just let that go.
It's too easy. There's a lot of fat scummy, well, he's not really fat in the movie, but like there's a lot of scummy legitimate business people that are really into illegitimate business.
All right.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to do my recast here. All right.
Fainted. out art.
So Dutch, a little bit of a sports theme here. Oh my,
here we go.
Switch it up a little bit.
All right,
John Madden is Dutch now. Now, John Madden,
I'm so glad you went last.
John Madden is going to play Dutch.
Hold on,
but he's not.
Who's Dutch?
Dalton.
Oh, Dutch.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you calling him Dutch though?
I guess because of Dalton.
Dutch.
Oh, you're thinking of Darren Dalton.
He's a catcher for the.
That's
he was
right.
a catcher
Dalton.
For the Phillies.
Dalton. That's
Dalton,
right.
Dalton. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I put it together.
You
that's
did.
Really
yeah.
Bad.
We're all Phillies
you
fans.
Didn't skip
that's
a
why.
Beat.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So anyway, John Madden plays Dalton, right?
Okay.
But it's like John Madden, but he has all the skills of Dalton though. So he.
So it's not.
He's also not 75.
Yeah. I mean, he just gets.
I punched you in the face, and you went down.
Look at this guy. I punched him in the face.
Yeah, so he gets put right in this world. So you have John Madden. But he's as John Madden's himself. Like he's John
right.
Madden. But he's
you be nice.
Yeah, he's got the traits of Dutch. Like he can really kick some ass.
Not Dutch Dalton.
Yeah. And then for Wade Garrett. Now he's got the voice, right? So I figured as a voice. Now this is like a
most actors have voices.
Well,
all right.
Well, this one. Oh, he's got a good voice. He, okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
Al Michaels.
Well, this one's a 2-for-1. This is a 2-for-1. For this character.
2-for-1. The two ghost, battle toads.
The well, ghost of Pat Summerall. Here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he's hold the. Well, what he is? He's the voice of the NBA Jam guy. So he's him, but you need a body to go with that, right?
Yeah.
So
Patrick Ewing.
It's just a basketball.
Look, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about
it. He's thinking about it right now. He's like, oh, wait a minute. I can't just go.
Because I wanted
voice.
A good voice, but he doesn't get enough props, the guy from NBA Jam.
No.
So,
right.
You know, he's with John Madden, which is Dalton. He's not John Madden.
Right.
So they're sitting at the bar, and I needed a guy for John to talk to, right?
Right.
Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson.
Bo, he can kick some ass.
Knows.
So
Bo
he,
knows.
Bo knows ass
so when
kicking.
Bo talks, he is the voice of the NBA Jam guy.
Nice.
So this way he can kind of announce what's going
I
on.
I thought mine was nonsensical.
Like when Madden,
holy shit,
when Madden's beating
there.
People up, you know, in the bar.
Right.
So you have Bo Jackson with the voice of this NBA Jam guy. It'd be hysterical. I think it'd be funny as shit.
It would be funny as shit.
And it would freak people out.
Can you see
the visual right
can
now.
You see John Madden with the Super Bowl rings,
yeah.
Like punching guys like over the bar and like,
yes.
I don't know where the disembodied voice of the NBA Jam guy goes. Boom shakalaka.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
On fire.
Yeah.
On fire. He's heating up.
It'd be a good team.
Nice.
Right?
No good.
Yes, it's a great team.
So now the bad guy,
yeah.
Wesley.
Yeah.
I needed a villain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
Now think about that. Montana. Well, they were adversaries in the football game. You know what I mean? Yeah, Madden, Joe Montana. So John Madden's like, what the fuck,
there's
right?
A theme
Joe Montana.
Here, yeah.
So Joe Montana shows up, or was he there before Dalton? But anyway, it doesn't matter. So anyway, John Madden's like, what the fuck? Joe Montana, you know? So
yeah.
He's like, he says to Bo Jackson. So he says to Bo Jackson, he goes, oh, we got to take care of Joe Montana. Because everyone likes Joe Montana with a name like that.
I
like,
love
if
Joe Montana.
If there was another Joe Montana, I don't think there is. Because if there was, people would be like, well, you ripped off the name from Joe Montana.
Right.
Know? What? So,
what is happening?
So anyway,
just go
so
what
you
the
have,
fuck are you talking about?
So Joe Montana would have like instant power, you know, because he's Joe Montana.
He's a sorcerer, sure.
Yeah. So John Madden's like, what the fuck? And then Bo Jackson with the NBA Jam guy voice is like, yeah, we'll team up. Yeah, we'll take care of him. I mean, it's the same plot of the movie. I'm not trying to redo the movie here.
okay, good.
So anyway, you have him, and then Dr. Elizabeth. I went,
Dr. Elizabeth.
Dr. Elizabeth.
Right. She is. She's a doctor.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yes.
And so she's dating John Madden. So anyway, yeah. she's Natasha from GoldenEye.
Okay.
That makes sense.
She's a wig.
Just
well,
like all the
really,
rest of them make
it's
sense.
It's not sports.
You broke the sports.
That's
you broke the sports.
You broke your own fucking thing.
Well, originally, I had Natasha written down originally, but I figured I was going to go with Road Rash, kind of a sport racing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yeah, it's boring. So I went with the one from GoldenEye. You know, she's kind of annoying, kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Very flat. You know, personality.
She usually ends up getting killed immediately. Like, she's very buggy.
Exactly.
AI. She's actually, her escort missions are the hardest ones.
Right.
She's an idiot and she's pointless.
Because she literally runs into the gunfire all the
she
time.
She does, right in front of you. And then you kill her and it's your own fault.
You kill her a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
By accident.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the movie was ever remade, it was remade like that and it was a big showdown with John Madden and Bo Jackson and all that and fucking Joe Montana. I don't know who would win. I guess Bo Jackson.
Neither do I.
I would probably take Bo Jackson.
I would bet
yeah.
on Bo.
Yeah, I would definitely go
I would
Bo.
Bet on Bo Jackson over John Madden, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
That was a ride.
I need a beer after that. That was amazing.
I need a cigarette. Holy shit.
Is that a guitar? Lords of Thunder.
This game's got great music.
Yeah. Why are we doing this game again?
Why are we doing this game, Roy?
I picked it.
Okay.
I got a bone to pick with this game.
Why? Me too.
Just rock out and shut the fuck up.
All right.
Listen to that music.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
I don't think so, Jim.
I'm the mayor.
Well, let's start the insanity.
All right, that's Lords of Thunder, title track. This game came out in 1993. Hudson Soft. Now, was it out on multiple things, right?
I believe it was also on Sega CD.
Was it?
Yeah.
I played the game, but I also watched a Let's Play of this guy who was raving about it on Sega CD, saying that it was a lot easier.
Oh.
You're much more overpowered on the Sega CD than the PC. I forget the console he was playing it on, but...
Probably playing on the Duo.
That's exactly right.
So weak.
In America, the TurboGrafx CD was called the Duo, and they actually bundled the CD console with the Hue card console.
Okay.
You used to have to connect them. It was awkward. It was like they were humping.
Mm.
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Sounds hot. Doesn't sound awkward to me.
The biggest, the first thing I noticed about this game, which annoyed me the most, was the fact that you can't shoot backwards.
Not yet.
Yeah, well, it drove me fucking crazy.
So cheap.
But some guns do go backwards. You didn't level them up enough.
Some of them do. They kind of go around.
The wind actually shoots in a W pattern in front and behind you.
Yeah, but I just mean like a standard gun that I can switch and just, you know, one shot, just kill something behind me.
Right. Even Silver Surfer has that feature.
But, but many shooters you can't shoot behind you. You just have to maneuver. I mean, you're not going to shoot everything. You don't have to shoot everything.
Yeah.
You just have to survive to the end.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
So this game, I picked it. That brings up a good point. And I'm actually surprised you guys, I'm going to assume that you liked it, but you're not hot on it. Like, you don't think it's as good as I probably think it is.
Some things are okay about it. What I do like about it for a shooter, I don't really like shooters. What I do like about it for a shooter is you don't get killed the first time you get hit.
True.
I like that you could take a bunch of hits before...
And you can purchase life, too.
I was going to say, I like that. I like that you can almost level up.
Yeah.
Well, you can level up right at the beginning. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a grind, leveling up.
Yeah, especially your weapon.
You would lose it. When you die, you lost all your
shit.
What
I noticed what happened with me was I would play a certain amount of time, collect the coins, die, go back, get a higher level on everything, collect more coins, die again, level up even further, collect more coins, die again, game over.
Right. Yeah.
So that was like...
Yeah, it would take you to your third continues.
You can.
And they're expensive.
They're like $1,500. Yeah.
But what's the point? Because, I mean... Is it even? You don't want to waste your money on that.
Now you have nothing left.
Because you don't have any, like, you don't have any defense. You don't have any life.
And that sound every time you pick up a coin, it's constant. It's so annoying. Bing, 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 bing. Oh my god!
That's why I tried to kill everything because I wanted coins.
Yeah.
So I would try to kill everything I could, and then I would kill myself.
Well, over time, you do get into flows where, like, you only see the hitbox of your character. I mean, it's neat to not be a plane. This is actually a sequel, believe it or not. The original one, which I don't know if we'll ever cover based on how your reactions
are. I don't know. We can cover it.
The first one was called Gate of Thunder, which is a ship-based shooter. Same company. Mm. I think it's like a year before this. It's an awesome game.
Wait, S-H-I-P?
Ship.
Okay.
Ship.
I said shit.
No, it's a shit shooter. It's a shit shooter. It's literally feces.
Ship.
It's hippo poo. So,
where's my ducky?
What the
Oh my god, what was that?
Anyway, so this is the sequel, Lords of Thunder, and you're like a knight who flies with like a jetpack. It's neat. I like it. I like Rocket Knight, where like your actual close range sword actually does massive damage.
It does.
It's actually a risk reward thing where you want to get right up in somebody's face and hit them a couple times and then get back because that is like three times more powerful than the actual
bullets themselves.
But
it's tough to get the hang of, you know?
Well, like all shooters, it's the same all the time. Like you just have to get used to the patterns and the characters. And obviously, the better weapons you have, if you front load the weapon strength, you're not going to take as many hits.
Mm.
The point of all shooters is to get right up to people and fucking take them out as soon as you can before they can fire at you and collect their money.
Mm.
So you do get better. I mean, I don't know if the levels scale. So there's six levels and then the seventh level is the boss, the main boss.
Okay.
And like Mega Man, you can choose whatever order you want to do. You also, from the start, have four suits of armor.
I like that. There's a lot of options from the get-go.
Yeah, and again, the levels up and the bombs that come with each of them are unique themselves. And some of them are better than other ones. Like the red level is very tight quarters. And the earth armor, which is kind of shit on most levels, because it's tight quarters, because
it just
expands.
Falls down. What's the one that just...
that one sucks.
It makes
it's garbage.
It's like ice or water.
No, it's earth.
Oh, earth. But then it like goes out on the ground.
If you're in a tight quarter, corridor, like a corridor. Earth is great because it goes across and takes out like satellites and stuff that are on the ground, like ground troops, because it crawls on the ground. Flame is like a flamethrower.
I like the
it
fire
flickers.
One.
Yeah,
flame fire, is pretty good.
Goes straight and then 245s on it. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Now,
yeah.
The problem with the flame is you can't control the flame, so like it will be snaking around, and sometimes when you go in for the kill, it'll be snaking down when you want it to go up. Like, you don't really control.
You
it.
Mean
like,
the upgraded one? I'm sorry.
Yes, you have, you really have to upgrade the fire.
I did not like the fact that you every time you got hit, you lost. Well, you didn't lose, but you had to wait longer to use your special weapon.
Yeah.
Rather than, you just have to wait a certain amount of time, and then you can use your special weapon. Because I got hit all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah, you never build it up.
I would really use my special weapon once.
But
a lot of times I would use it by accident, because it was like, what one was... Oh, fuck!
There's only two buttons. You fucked it up. Do you like shooters, Mike?
So, I can play them for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then I don't mind shooters, but I get frustrated really fast with them.
I've grown to like shooters a lot more. When I was a kid, I would probably not have liked this game. But now I've grown into shooters. I actually really enjoy shooters. This is not a cave game, but cave games are like bullet hells.
Right.
Or like Mars Matrix, or like every inch of that screen is a fucking bullet on it.
For some reason, it's interesting because for whatever reason, it was as I was playing this game, and all shooters are like this, but it never dawned on me. But as I was playing this game, I was like, I fucking can't stand auto-scrolling. I hate it. I don't know. I just want to sit back and be able to go at my own pace. I don't want to be forced. And they're all like that. This is no different than any of them, you know, but
fundamentals of shooter.
Yeah.
Is auto scroll.
I played it a couple nights, and it was the second night, late in the second night, that I figured out that sword slash.
Very
now,
powerful.
Before that, I was like, this game is fucking brutal. I don't know if I can do this because I didn't know you could do that. And
it's
it was later
easy,
on.
It's not an easy game.
No, but once I figured that out, the game does become easier because, you know, a larger enemy. Go up and hit them a couple times and they're dead. I would try to
shoot
them.
You have to understand, you don't have to kill everything. You only have to survive.
Right. But I wanted, good bonuses and
coins.
Stuff.
You mean, realistically, even if you killed everybody, you're probably only going to afford the best armor upgrade and the best life, and then you're out of shit. You have no more money. Like, I mean, you're not going to get everything.
So it's better just to go forward.
Is it me, or did the second and third life upgrade only vary by one little
dot?
Oh, really? I didn't even notice that.
Well, I would do that, and I would do the hit shield, like the bonus, hit shield, and life.
Right.
I couldn't afford anything else.
Yeah, I didn't bother spending money on the upgraded gun because I would get hit so many times that I'd lose it. It was it was a waste of money.
But you understand that the more powerful stuff means you're going to kill stuff quicker. You're going to take less shots.
Yeah, usually,
That's how
I know. I get it,
So, I mean, there's not much to say about shooters other than, do you enjoy shooters? Did you enjoy this shooter as well?
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of people view this as probably one or two shooters, like the best on that platform.
On that platform.
On
I was just saying, because it's not that good a game. If this is like one of the best shooters, then shooters suck.
It's kind of dead. I mean, the cave games have superseded these, you know, 100 times over. You know, Ikaruga, I mean, that game is fucking brutal. That game's beautiful. But like, I enjoy shooters. I didn't like them when I was younger. I don't like really primitive shooters like 1941. Like all those games, I can't play them. Like they're too primitive.
So slow.
They're very slow. I don't like the looping is god awful. Like I can't deal with it. But like this game, I love the music. I love the feel. It even has neat movies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you sat through them, I mean, like they have cartoons. Yeah.
Jam the button to get through it. I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
I watched the beginning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they don't really tell you anything, but it's, you're a knight and you try to knock out evil. There's like six other evil knights or wizards, whatever they are. And then you take on the big one. It's three forms for a boss fight.
I didn't even get to the bosses.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't.
I didn't even get that far.
I was terrible at it.
I couldn't find cheats for it.
I do love. Well, on the Pi, there are no cheats for the Turbo Graphics.
I see.
That's why. Yeah, it's a flaw with the Metafin PC Engine Fast Core. There doesn't support cheats. I don't know why it doesn't.
It's weird.
I don't know, Ryan. It's dumb. But
yeah.
Did they have a Game Genie for that back in the day for TurboGrafx?
I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. I know if you played on the PC, not the Pi, you can use cheats with Magic Engine.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah,
I think the game is cool. Very good. If I had to give it a rating, I would say that this is an 8. This is a damn good game. I still enjoy it. I love Gate of Thunder, too. Like, they are great. Fun times for me. I love how every boss is different in there. They take up the whole fucking screen. To me, the game isn't that long. It's probably about an hour is probably pushing it. Like, it's probably closer to 45 minutes if you're decently powered up. Because it scrolls.
Are the levels long?
No. I would say each level is 5 minutes at the max. Mm.
Is there a better suited weapon for certain levels?
Absolutely. Certain ones are better. Like, the first level, you want fire or wind.
Okay.
Well, the you can choose any order. Like, mm-hmm. the one that they place you on, for example. Yeah. The tight quarter one is, you want the earth. Earth is useless other than one level. Right. Because it has such a shit arc and it's slow. But if it's tight quarters and it grows across the and expands out on the floors or the ceilings, it's right. great. Wind has like a four arc. It's like a W and it goes in all directions once you power it out.
Yeah.
It's very nice to like be quick and maneuverable. Fire has the flames that go in like a C around you. Mm. And then the water, I believe, is waves. It's like big waves at the top yeah. and the bottom of you. Like, and they're and I don't believe they go backwards. They just go forward. That's good for like a general level if you're just going to power through shit.
Right.
Yeah, I like shooters. And this might be one of those games I have to play more. Because a lot of yeah. shooters, when you first fire them up, They all kind of seem similar,
right?
When you don't mm-hmm. know more about the game, and as you start playing, yeah. you play it for a while, that's you start to see the differences between that and other games, yeah. and you start right. to learn the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a shot. Like I said, the slash thing, I learned that towards the end of when I was playing the game last night.
You will wreck people.
Yeah.
Slash.
And I wish I would have known that before. You know, I would have got a lot.
The trick
farther.
Is to go right up to a boss, find his weak spot, hit uh-huh. him like three or four times, and get
and
the fuck out
up.
Of there and back up.
Yeah, like
for
a
him,
dash.
Wait for him to like take a whiff at you and then go back and do it. You'll wreck him.
Yeah.
It's like three times more powerful than bullets. Mm. And you can hit like five, six times in a row because once you hit, it doesn't do the whole animation. It okay. starts over again. And it has a great sound effect too. He goes, like it's great. I love
nice.
It.
Yeah,
the orgasm death.
Yeah.
If I was going to rate it.
Rate it.
Well, I'm only comparing this to other shooters like yeah. Thunder Force and shit like that. Okay. And Musha. I don't know. Right now, I don't know. A six?
Six.
It'll probably grow.
Yeah,
like
wow,
it might
that's
grow
pretty good.
If I get the hang of that slash.
A grower, not a shower. Interesting.
If I could shoot backwards with every weapon, if I had a weapon yeah. that could shoot backwards, I would give it a seven.
What right does now. Joe Montana think?
I don't know. You'd have to ask.
Let's call him. Somebody call him.
He could be dead. John Madden might have taken care of it.
I'd give it a five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so-so on shooters. I could take them or leave them. Don't love them. Don't hate them. Yeah. But the draw for me with a shooter is I can pick up power-ups, multiple kinds of weapons, mm-hmm. and it's kind of sucks that you're stuck with, and I do realize that you can upgrade them, but you're kind of stuck with the one weapon, and
yeah.
I like the glitz and the colors, and I like all different kind of weapons that shoot off in all different angles mm-hmm. by picking up power-ups.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the draw for me, you know, with shooters is the visuals and look at this fucking awesome new weapon
yeah.
I got, you know.
Yeah, right.
Just by shooting stuff.
They're intense.
And killing it. Yeah.
You know, adrenaline goes up when you play
right.
a shooter. You're on, mm. your palms are sweating.
Right.
But
again,
when you get far.
You're yeah. wrecked.
That's right.
I do
like Dark Souls.
That you're not killed immediately. Yes. One shot kill like Dark Souls. You're not one shot killed. So I don't know. I'm at about a four or a five.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. Rory, give it a... What did you give it? An eight?
Give it an eight.
Yeah.
I'm right. actually surprised
you, know
you
the
guys...
Game, you know it more than
like
we do.
I
got to experience more of the game.
Yeah, maybe... I only played it for about a week mm-hmm. here and there.
Maybe you were hot and dehydrated.
I'm always mm-hmm. hot and dehydrated.
You need to play this game
right
a little
now.
Bit. I mean, you have different weapons that are for use for different levels. You know what I mean? It's not just like a straight up, here's your weapons, here's
no,
your guns,
yeah,
here's your power.
Yeah, it's
you have to
different.
Play it a little bit.
It is, yeah.
There's variety in it.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, you guys ready to get the fuck out of here? You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net.
Feel free to send audio submissions.
That's right. Send us your mail and your audio submissions. Next week, we're going to do GTA 5. You guys ready for this?
Fucking A, legendary game.
You're damn right. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Later. Yep,
never heard of it.
Don't worry about the horse being blind, just load the wagon, and let's go.